President Trump's White House Commission on the Opioid Crisis is asking him to declare a national emergency, saying every day 142 Americans die from a drug overdose, creating a September 11 death toll every 3 weeks. The panel was chaired by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It included Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina, and former Congressman Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island. Let's get some response from someone on the front lines. Dr. Andrew Kolodny is co-director of Opioid Policy Research at Brandeis University's Heller School for Social Policy and Management. Dr. Kolodny, we know it feels like a national emergency to you and everyone on the front lines, but your thoughts on the panel's call to declare it one?
Well, it is an emergency, and it doesn't just feel like it. We are in the midst of the worst drug addiction epidemic in United States history. 300,000 Americans have lost their lives to opioid overdoses since 1999. And communities and towns across the country have been devastated by the problem. So this isn't an exaggeration to call it a public health emergency. It certainly is.
Well, and calling it that, the commission says, is the key to unlocking federal funds and action to address the crisis, to do things like provide money for federal agencies to develop sensors to detect the synthetic opioid fentanyl, which we know has been brought into the country from other countries and has led to an increase in these overdose deaths. So money to kind of combat that, money to pay for every law enforcement officer to have the overdose reversal drug naloxone. They're also calling for policy like requiring doctors, physician assistants, nurses in federally qualified health centers to get waivers to prescribe a medication for opioid addiction. So a waiver in policy there. Your thoughts on what is being recommended and what's missing?
Well, I do think the recommendation that healthcare professionals working in federally qualified health centers should become eligible to prescribe buprenorphine. I think that's a very smart recommendation. Unlike oxycodone, which is in OxyContin, or hydrocodone, which is in Vicodin, any healthcare professional with a DEA registration can prescribe those medications without any training requirement, without any limit on the number of patients they can treat, even though those drugs are highly addictive and responsible for thousands of overdoses. Buprenorphine, on the other hand, is a much safer opioid. For example, it's much harder to overdose on buprenorphine, yet we have restrictions on its use. We require doctors and other health professionals to take an 8-hour training course before we will let them prescribe the medication. And what this recommendation will do, if it's followed up on, is it will lead to a requirement that every eligible prescriber would be mandated to take the training necessary to prescribe buprenorphine. One of the things that has to happen if we're going to see overdose deaths come down is there needs to be very easy access to buprenorphine. Patients who are opioid addicted have to be able to access buprenorphine more easily than they can access prescription opioids or heroin or fentanyl.
Well, what about prescribers, people who doctors, nurses give out the prescriptions for opioids? It's well known that, part of the crisis is that these drugs were overprescribed. The commission is calling for everyone who has registered with the DEA, which is anyone who has to prescribe these drugs, get training in prescribing opioids. That sounds like a great idea. You say what?
Mandatory education for prescribers sounds like a great idea, but there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to do it. If you mandate that all prescribers have to take training in using opioid medication, that could actually result in some prescribers who don't currently prescribe any opioids starting to prescribe opioids. It could potentially lead to more opioid prescribing, which is the last thing we need. A smarter way to do this would be mandatory prescriber education for healthcare professionals who intend to prescribe more than a 3-day supply, and let everybody else opt out. If you let people opt out from the training, but then they're limited to 3 days or less, that would be very helpful. We'd be shrinking the pool of clinicians who are allowed to prescribe aggressively, a 3-day supply would become the default instead of 7 days or 14 days. It would lead to much more cautious prescribing.
Dr. Andrew Kolodny, co-director of opioid policy research at Brandeis University's Heller School for Social Policy and Management, reacting to today's report from the White House panel asking President Trump to declare a national emergency on opioids. Dr. Kolodny, thank you.
Thank you for having me.